From Land Grant Brewing Company, Columbus, Ohio.
Right in front,
too. Just make sure to get a bunch of spittle, like all over the mic.
Yeah, I'm good at that.
Ooh, that's good.
Did you like that? Were you recording that one?
Yeah.
Land Grant Brewing presents Land Grant University. Beers with the Brewers.
Welcome once again to another Beers with the Brewers, recorded here in the Kickstarter room at the Land Grant Brewing Company tap room. I'm Mark Richards. With me today, I've got Walt Keyes.
Hey.
And that sums up the Land Grant folks this week, because we've got really special guests this week, Melissa Meyer and Tim Maloney, both from Columbus Metro Parts. How you guys doing today?
Absolutely wonderful. Any day at Land Grant is a great day.
Doing great. Super excited to try this beer.
Yeah, I got to tell you, anytime I am with a beer in hand is great, and anytime at the park is also great because I love getting outdoors. This is a unique situation to combine both of those, and we've got a new beer coming out actually today in the tap room. Outpost Rustic Lager, and this is a beer that we brewed for the Sciota Fest over at the Audubon Park. That we're going to get way deep into that later and have Tim and Melissa give us all the breakdown on everything that's going down there this week. This beer, I'm going to say right away, is tasting delicious. What do you guys think? This is the first taste we've had of it.
This is a spectacular beer. I didn't know what to expect when the first drink came, but there'll be many more to come.
Yeah, I'm super excited about this. It's really, really tasty.
Yeah, they're going down pretty easy. Right off the bright tank today, and then we'll be packaging it up tomorrow and shipping it straight to the park.
Pretty cool, and a great opportunity to have this beer and do it outdoors at a really unique festival. And that is this weekend, the 13th and 14th.
Yeah, so if you're listening to this podcast when it comes out, it starts tomorrow. So go tomorrow. It's Friday. Friday, what, 5?
I think. Friday at 5 is when we'll be starting the serving.
There you go.
Awesome.
All day Saturday and Sunday morning. Yeah, I'll run through the events real quick, sort of ongoing activities, et cetera, so we can focus on Sciota Fest and Outpost and all things Metro Parks today. But the aforementioned Sciota Fest goes down this weekend, Friday and Saturday. So be there. Live music, climbing, excitement, bands, beer, food. We'll talk a lot about that. Monday night, the almost hometown Cleveland Browns are playing somebody in football. And since it's a night game, we're going to be projecting that out in the beer garden. So if you want to watch the game outside, drink some beer, eat some tacos from Sunnyside Tacos, we will have the game on outside Monday night. Browns versus
the J-E-T-S.
The Jets.
Jets, Jets, Jets.
All right, so good opportunity for the Browns to bounce back after what I heard was pretty poor showing. You know, the Browns always bounce back, so they'll be fine. Anniversary party just a few weeks away, September 28th. We dropped a whole bunch of details on that on our website. If you go to landgrantbrewing.com/anniversary, you're going to find the full band list there. You're going to find the food truck list. You're going to find a pretty full beer list. We've got some more to add to that coming up. But the sort of headline is that the full music lineup has been set. We got Hebdo opening things up, WYD, Zoo Trip and Fables, and then our headliner, St. Seneca, Columbus Legends, closing things out. And then somewhere in there, we'll have the Ohio State-Nebraska game. Kickoff for that is still TBA. But we're going to have a big old screen out there, be able to show it out in the beer garden, whether it's at noon, 3:30, or a night game. So come check that out. Should be a lot of fun. And then looking a little bit ahead, the weekend after the anniversary party is going to be the Sports and George Franklinton Fall Classic 3-on-3 basketball tournament. I don't know if we've really announced this yet, but yeah, charitable basketball tournament here at the brewery. We're putting together a basketball court out in the beer garden. We're releasing a new version of Sports and Jorts with our friend Seven Sun. Yeah, so that's going to be, there's a lot of details yet to come on that, but it should be a pretty wild event. So you're going to want to come down here 2 weekends in a row for the anniversary party and then Sports and Jorts. That's going down on October 6th. That's all I got. That's enough for me.
Well, hey, Outpost Rustic Lager is light rustic citrus and honey, and I'd say that describes it pretty well. I get a nice kind of graininess there, too, with maybe the wheat addition, which is a very unique ingredient that we've got in the grain bill. This is 5% alcohol, 8 IBUs, so pretty easy drinking, would you guys say?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Saphir hops, which those are... those are a varietal that came from Halotaur Middle Fruit. It has a spicy, fruity, citrusy kind of character. I think complements the honey well. Got Ohio Pilsner malt and einkorn in this. And einkorn is an ingredient that we've never used before. This is kind of one of the oldest known wheats. And einkorn is German, more like einkorn. And
that was good.
Yeah, how was that for an accent? And that is just basically means single grain, and it's one of the oldest known wheats ever discovered.
What else is in this beer?
Well, a lot of love and honey from Metro Parks, and I'm going to turn it over to Tim and Melissa to tell us all about this honey, where we sourced it, and what parks, and from what I hear, it's just all over the city and outlying areas.
Yeah, and before you guys get too deep into it, why don't you guys tell our listenership what you guys do for the Metro Parks?
So I have the best job in the world, maybe short of working at Land Grant, but I mean... I'm the executive director of the park district, so I get to kind of do what I want with the district. So I get to visit all 19 of our parks. I get to go out and enjoy these parks, not only with work, but with family, with friends. Been lucky enough to do it my entire life. So you stumble into the job you love, you never work a day in your life. I mean, that's what everybody always says. But, you know, a little bit about Metro Parks. We've been around for over 70 years, and we've really just served the community for those 70 years, whether it's providing trails and access to people to get them outdoors, whether it's to build parks close to home. And I think this pairing that we've had with Land Grant is perfect because Scioto Audubon Metro Park is almost a stone throw from where we're sitting today. And some of the honey, and we might get into a little more details, was grown right there in the park. We have hives in the park, and the bees there... for all we know, flew right here in front of Land Grant and picked up some pollen from flowers around here. So this is truly homegrown honey.
Hopefully we remembered to water the flowers this summer.
So my name is Melissa. I also work for Metro Parks, but I manage the Friends of Metro Parks, which is the nonprofit. So my job, it's awesome, but I have so many different things that I do. I can either be sitting... in my office doing donations and taking donations and figuring out ways to help out the individual parks, or I could be putting together different events like Scioto Fest. This weekend I'm going to be serving up some delicious Outpost lager and selling
some... bartender hat on?
Putting my bartender hat on, yes. And then I go out to all the events that we do throughout the year, so we have different things that we just do in each park, like the... what is it, the winter hike series throughout the winter. So we're really busy all the time, constantly, every single day the park is open. So we are out there doing stuff for you guys.
Well, I know we appreciate everything you do. I've got two little daughters, and we go to High Banks a lot. We go to Sleigh Run, Audubon, and so it's the best.
We can pretty much go from our neighborhood all the way to Scioto Fest, Walt, with only the trail at the end of the street.
Exclusively on Metro Park property.
Yeah, definitely.
Then we expect to see you all weekend.
And you will. You may be tired of me, but yeah, I'll be down there sometime Friday afternoon and all day Saturday.
Yeah. So speaking of all afternoon, what all do you have planned for the this is the inaugural Scioto Fest,
yes,
right?
Yes, the first time.
Yeah. So really, this is a morphing of what used to be our climbing festival, mm-hmm. but all the activities really kick off for everybody listening tonight or Thursday night with a Yappy Hour, which is a great way to get out, socialize with your four-legged friend or three-legged friend, as my human resources director points out, I have to say. But it's just a great way to get out with your dog, family, friends, food, entertainment, just everything, but it's really based around our dog park down there. And then that transitions into Friday, when our friends at Land Grant and our food trucks and our climbing start to happen, and the festival-type atmosphere really kicks off. So we'll be starting off around 5 o'clock on Friday, and we'll go through Sunday morning, it'd be the easiest way to describe it, because even when the festivities end on Friday night, we're going to have lots of our friends camping out with us on Friday night. And that rolls into Saturday morning, where we've got some fitness classes, we've got climbing competitions, we've got food, fun. I'm running out of activities because I know there's so much more.
There's so much packed into the entire weekend. Friday, where there's actually going to be a movie showing on the big screen, and then the camp out, and then we're going to have REI out there serving s'mores. There's going to be concerts throughout the evening. It's going to be a full weekend.
And really, the basis behind this, which we plan on being annual, is this is a 10-year celebration of Scioto Audubon Metro Park. So Scioto Audubon's a partnership between the City of Columbus, the Audubon Society, as well as Metro Parks. And 10 years ago, we opened this park, what used to be an impound lot, a couple of old warehouses, and really just a brown field that was desolate. Yeah. And now it's one of the most energetic, vibrant places in all of Central Ohio.
Yeah. I had a nice break over there yesterday going over to take a picture of this beer.
Yeah, that's awesome.
It's a nice little step out of the brewery and feel like you're in another world over there.
Yeah, as much as you think it's awesome to be in the brewery, it's way more awesome to be outside.
Yeah, you just got to find a way to merge the beer and the parks, and I think they got it figured out this weekend. And how cool to be able to camp right in the park. That's a pretty awesome opportunity, I would think. How do is that just sort of a? Do you have to make a reservation? As room allows, sort of thing, first come, first serve?
We have 170 acres to serve you, so I think we're going to be good shape.
You never know.
But it's free camping for everybody. All we ask you to do is check in at our information tent and let us know, hey, we're camping tonight, and we'll just take your name, and we might even take a tent color just so. But there's no registration procedure. Yeah. And we're going to have rangers on duty 24/7, and it's just going to be a great way to get out. And heck, if you don't want to get too far out of town, where else can you camp? And when you wake up in the morning and you have a sight line of downtown Columbus right there on the banks of the Scioto River, pretty spectacular.
Yeah, and you'll already be at the party.
Yeah, I will be pitching a tent Saturday morning. You guys camping, either one of you?
I am not camping. It's going to be 3 days, and I'm going to want to shower at some point. So,
once again, when I told you I have the best job in the world, yes, I am camping, but yes, I am also showering there. So nobody, everybody turn the podcast off. We might have lockers down there or locker rooms at the headquarters that I might or might not be taking a shower at over the weekend.
Convenient.
But if you're interested, I'll sell showers at about $5, $10 a piece.
Perks of the job. So, Mark, back to this beer.
We're missing a whole segment here.
I think people have a question.
How crushable is it?
So we have a segment on a podcast where we decide how crushable this beer is. So you don't have to hold yourself to the test of I could drink X amount of beers. But on a scale 1 to 6, with 6 being obviously the most drinkable beer you could possibly have, what would you say, 1 to 6, and we go 1 to 6 because there's 6 beers in a 6-pack, 1 to 6, how crushable is this?
Yeah, so 6 would be like your lightest, easiest, most refreshing, delicious beer on a hot day, and a 1 would be like a barrel-aged triple imperial stout that you want to have 3 sips of. I mean, this is, for me, a 6.
Yeah, I'd give it a 6 out of 6 as well.
It's very easy drinking and very refreshing and delicious. And when you're outside at the park, it's going to be perfect.
Yeah, so as a guy that does not like a heavy beer whatsoever, now I've never had a beer that I didn't like, but on the Tim scale of enjoyment, the lighter the better, this beer rocks. It is, to use your 6-beer scale, this is a 6. And coming into today, I was kind of nervous because I'm like, I'm going to have to tell some lies if it's this really heavy beer that weighs me down. I'm going to say how much I love it. But no, it's more than delivered on what we could have ever expected out of the beer.
Well, I would never lie. And it's definitely a 6. It's super, super easy to drink. It's going to be great in the middle of the weekend after climbing all day and ready to hang out.
Yeah, not too high in alcohol, too, and also just, yeah, the honey really kind of lightens it up, although it gives you a little perceived sweetness because it's honey, but, you know, a lot of that ferments out. I think it's very good. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Easy peasy.
Yeah. I think it's the perfect beer for the event. And, I mean, yeah, so much of what we do at Land Grant is when we look at beer is think about, you know, the fun thing about beer is that it's this communal thing, it's a social thing, and how can you build community, and how can you build, you know, these social events around beer. And I think coming together with you guys for an event like this, I think really encapsulates what we try to do here every day, and that's, you know, build these experiences through beer. And so I'm excited to see people drinking it down there at Audubon and through the weekend.
So here's Adam passing through. I think he's had this beer for the first time. Adam Benner, president and co-founder. Your first time trying the beer as well. What do you think?
It was my first time straight off the Bright Tank.
Crushability, where are we at?
Oh, it's six. Easy six.
Man, it's unanimous.
Yeah, I mean, it... super fresh, but went down crisp, and it's going to be a beautiful sunny day this Saturday. It's going to pair perfectly with that festival.
Yeah, we're going to have perfect weather this weekend, it looks like. I looked at the outlook this morning after looking a couple days ago. They were calling for some rain on Friday, but that's gone now. It's looking like it's going to be clear all weekend and cooling off a bit on Saturday, which would be great for a midday festival.
Return of summer, so even if you're, you know, after the festival, you find this beer in cans, it's going to be perfect for the rest of September into fall.
Good camping weather, too. Listen to those crickets down there.
Oh, yeah. It's true.
I love the sounds of summer.
Oh, sure.
Toads chirping. What are you guys' favorite sounds? Cicadas?
It's the wrong season, but there's nothing better than spring peepers in the spring because that lets us know.
Tim's on the same page as me. Can't wait for spring to return. You know, you got that pool party weather. And no more of that snow.
Outpost drinking time.
Outpost
drinking time.
It's great. Well, thanks for having me.
Now, hey, glad you could pass through, Adam.
So. Maybe it's just me. Maybe it's just me looking forward to winter.
It's not just you.
Okay.
I'm ready.
Was it High Banks?
High Banks? Wanted Walnut?
Well, we sled almost everywhere in Metro Parks, but once again, can people at home turn their podcast off? Another secret coming up, and we don't want the world knowing about this, but Quarry Trails, which we're getting ready to develop, we're building a massive north-facing sledding hill that, big secret, we're going to try to make year-round.
Wow.
Year-round sledding, huh?
Yeah, but don't tell anybody.
You don't want that on a podcast.
No.
I don't think anyone listens to this podcast. I wouldn't worry about it too much.
Well, we'll be sure and edit that out,
too. It's
just
my mom. That's it.
Yeah, that's cool. How about Slate Run? Have you ever sledded Slate Run out on the just on the trails? Because do they still have cross country skiing at Slate Run?
Yeah, absolutely. So you mentioned Slate Run, you have to mention trails. I mean, it's got topography, it's got everything you would ever want out there.
I love that part.
There's the farm part of the Metro Park?
Farm is part of the Metro Park.
My daughter loves the farm.
Step back in the 1880s, and you were talking about the grain used in this beer.
Yeah, old grains.
We're talking.
Maybe we could brew a beer with some of those like pickled veggies down there in the cellar under the barn.
Well, and I think they call it heirloom. So when we farm down there, we use heirloom produce. So and heirloom cattle and pigs and everything is time period specific.
Yeah, it's a really unique park. One of the coolest ones in Metro Parks, I think, because there is a lot of diversity to it. I mean, you got the prairie lands that came later on the backside of it from the old park, and it is really hilly, that Slate Run, and they're not lying about the slate. I mean, it's like a million pool tables laying in that creek bed on slate. It's just everywhere. It's cool.
Well, maybe a beer idea coming up, because what we do in the wintertime there, late winter, is we tap the maple trees there.
Oh, yeah. That's great.
Yeah. As you can tell, I'm trying to apply for a job. I'm trying to get into the brew house here.
Oh, you guys are welcome anytime.
Hey, yeah. I mean, sourcing local ingredients is really cool and really paramount to the story of this beer. And who knows? Who knows what the future could hold? Maple would be great in beer.
Mm-hmm. Wintertime, a little stout or something.
Yeah. Porter. Maple porter. Mm-hmm. You know, we always talk about food pairings here, and you guys have a few food trucks down there. You want to talk about a few of the food trucks that will be available?
Well, I know Explorers Club's going to be down there, as well as a few other different food trucks. They've got fantastic food. They've covered all of our yappy hours, and I think they're going to stay there the entire weekend, too. So that is, they've got some good food there.
Yeah, so we're going to have rotating food trucks. So for the people who are spending the whole weekend down there, we're going to have
a little bit
of variety. So if you come on Friday night, you're going to have different food on Saturday night.
Okay, cool.
And did I hear, and I'm not necessarily one to pass up a beer at breakfast, but the folks camping, is there breakfast involved? Did I hear that?
Yeah, so REI is helping prepare breakfast for those who want a nice breakfast down there.
Oh, that's awesome.
And if you've ever had REI at one of our events where they've come out and cooked, it's gourmet breakfast made on a picnic table. It's pretty amazing.
Wow, that's awesome.
So I'm excited. I don't know if the beer truck will be open for breakfast, but a beer would go pretty well at breakfast, I think.
Yeah, I got a brand new tent I have not set up yet that's going to get to see the ground for the first time.
You
going to
do a test run?
Test run. Yeah, this is a maiden voyage.
So for all you listening, look for the brand new tent and tap on it.
Yeah, that's Mark. He's never camped before.
You know, the one thing, and Melissa's too humble to talk about it, the relationship between Friends of Metro Parks and Metro Parks is amazing. So we're talking about the honey that was one of the key ingredients of this beer. The honey that was used in this beer was harvested out of hives that Friends of Metro Parks, so the users, people like you, donated back to the district that we were then able to have bees to pollinate our prairies and our different gardens. And it's just that symbiotic relationship that's pretty amazing. And I shouldn't say we couldn't have done it without Friends, but we probably wouldn't have done it without Friends, where they've come in and found a niche that there's certain staff that are interested in hives. They didn't want to submit it in their corporate budget, and they did it through Friends, and we couldn't do it without them. So
that was actually through our Tad Jeffrey fund. It's a memorial fund, and anybody can donate to it if you want to help us fund other cool different projects throughout all the parks. And we've done a lot of things through that. We've done beehives, we've done one of the most recent things we did was like a concrete cornhole thing at Three Creeks. So it's a permanent cornhole structure, and that's just something else that is cool that you might not have been able to submit otherwise, but we can help fund.
A tandem bicycle, so you can ride on patrol with one of our rangers. So you get out on the greenways with a ranger, and you go on the back and the front, depending on what Kevin wants to take you on, and you can go out on patrol. So the Friends does things that us uptight, stiff people in the headquarters would never think about. So it's just a great
way. That's cool. Nice.
And most of the honey for this beer came from Audubon, I believe.
Yeah, the two parks that it really came from was Scioto Audubon here in downtown Columbus, and then Blendon Woods up on the northeast side.
Okay.
Yeah, and if you're curious, I checked it out yesterday. The hives are right there by the Grange Center, just off to the towards the river from there. And they're sitting right there. You can see where the honey came from, right there.
Yeah, check them out while you're down there camping this weekend.
Give them a compliment. They worked hard on it.
Love it.
Well, anybody listening and all your friends, see you this weekend.
Yeah, for sure.
Right on. Next week on Bears with the Brewers, we'll be talking about the return of sports.
Sports.
From the Sports and Jorts Seventh Son collaboration.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's making a comeback this year.
Oh, yeah. Big way. It's going to be cool.
It was great having you guys on, and thanks a lot for coming out. And
yeah, thanks for having us.
Yeah, cheers.
Thanks for having me on, Mark.
Cheers to local ingredients and good friends down here at Metro Parks.
Yeah, tip your bartenders and donate to the Metro Parks. Cheers, everybody.
Suggested pairing, rock climbing.
Rock climbing, yeah. Beers. Yeah. More beers. You could always pair this with another beer. Have a second.